I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
I'm Ben Glebe, and here's another idiot test. How many numbers between 1 and 100 have the letter A in them? The answer is none. If you guessed anything else, you're just making things up.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we are pleased to welcome Ben Glebe of the new game show Idiot Test. Mr. Glebe is a popular comedian and stand-up and is probably best known as a regular on Chelsea Lately. Over the next segment, Ben Glebe will talk about his new game show that tests the idiocy of individuals, which airs Tuesdays at 9 p.m. on GSN. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to appear idiotic, feel free to get dumb and dumber as we leave the intelligent design of the past only to draw a mental blank in the present. Ben, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Ben, tell us what Idiot Test is all about.
It is a new kind of game show. Basically, we give our contestants and home audience, kind of watching and playing along, these out-of-the-box visual puzzles where you have to look at them, and it's kind of a brain teaser, kind of testing how well you can see the clever trick in the question or see what we're going for. And sometimes you have to go with your first instinct. Sometimes you have to take a second look and be a detective and figure out what the answer really is. It's a very interesting, unique kind of show. It's not just trivia-based at all. And people try to win money. When they get questions wrong, I make fun of them, and it's a laugh-out-loud comedy as well, so it's a little bit of everything.
So is that what makes Idiot Test different from other game shows? It's more visual-based, and you have to be a detective, as you said?
Yeah, I mean, not just that. It's visual puzzles, but also just the fact that it's a teaser that you actually can figure out as the contestants do. You know, normally a trivia question on Jeopardy, you either know the answer or you don't, and 90% of the time you don't. Here, everybody's got a good shot every question at figuring it out. It just matters how fast you can think. At least you don't have the pressure watching at home that the contestants do, where they lose money every second they don't answer.
So can you be really smart and still be an idiot on Idiot Test?
Absolutely. We don't take just dumb people. We pride ourselves in taking very smart people with big, cocky egos about their intelligence and humbling them a little bit. We had several Honor Society members, Mensa members,
wow,
rocket scientists come on, and they struggled through some of the tests. And we had some sanitation workers and regular old people, some athletes come on, and they did great. Just depends on the test if it hits your brain the right way or not. It's really fun that way because it's fun to take people down a peg who think they're really clever.
So, without giving away too much, is there a trick to handling the tricky questions on Idiot Test?
You just have to quickly try to think, what is it they might be trying to get me to think, and what should I be thinking? Just put yourself through a quick, you know, if you meet a shyster in the street, you're not going to go with him into a cab unless it makes sense to you. You
right.
Should just kind of have a critical eye and think, what is it that really the answer here might be? Just sometimes second-guess your instinct and think if it really will lead you astray or not. Sort of like a don't get into a van with a stranger that has candy situation. Plus, the candy is really great.
So basically, a good rule of thumb is to ignore your first instinct, maybe?
Usually, I would take a pause and at least question your first instinct and see if it indeed is the correct answer or not. Sometimes it will be. But I think more often than not, there's another way to look at the question.
Now, as host, how do you interact with the contestants when it comes to their idiocy?
Look, if somebody was truly an idiot, I would be really sweet to them and hold their hand and make sure they didn't handle any sharp objects. But people who are normal human beings with normal intelligence, functioning members of society, who are going on a game show trying to win money by claiming they're not idiots, I feel pretty good license to make fun of them when they are idiots. So I go off on them, and I try to prove out why they stupidly did not see what was right in front of their eyes. Why not, man? I was trained by the best. Chelsea Handler taught me
yes.
how to be charming while at the same time being very aggressive towards me.
Now, if you were a contestant on Idiot Test, how do you think you'd fare?
Oh, I'd fail. I would fail quickly, Jim. I would do okay. I give myself the full set of tests, before every episode tapes, just so I can be in the contestant's shoes. And generally, I did pretty well. But I could be lying. There's no way to check me on that.
Now, what have you learned about human beings and how the brain operates hosting this show?
I've learned that people often jump into decisions a little bit too quickly. People are very trusting of their first instincts, and sometimes it makes a little bit more sense in life to pause for just one darn second and give it a second thought before you dive into that pool. There might be no water in that pool, Jim.
Right, exactly. So as a game show host, what are the keys you've found to being a successful game show host?
Well, first of all, we have no idea yet if I'm going to be a successful one.
Oh, you will be.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. Thank you, Jim. You're just buttering me up because I call people idiots and you're trying to
that's, right.
That's a smart move. It's a very smart move.
You got it.
I think the key is to root for them to succeed, but to also not blindly be their friend if they're being dumb. And my favorite is when a contestant has an air of superiority, that's when you can really take them down a peg. If they're a sweet person trying their best, you want to encourage them. When they win money and they get questions right, be their supporter. When they get questions wrong, when they were really acting like they were going to get them all right, that's when you can let loose and prove to them they're not quite what they think they are. And you got to look good in a suit. That's the other thing.
Yeah, is it a two-piece or three-piece suit?
Well, I didn't even wear suits often on the show. I would wear a sport coat and tie. I wore jeans sometimes, sneakers. I'm a youthful man. I'm trying to bring the game show hosting to the 21st century.
So you're not going too formal, no tux?
No tuxes. You're not doing tuxes. I suggested doing formal Fridays, non-casual Fridays, where we would wear tuxes, but it was not in the budget. We just decided to keep it cash. I wore fun ties, weird jackets. And I call people idiots. I'm a total idiot. I look like an idiot, and I call others idiots.
That's the perfect job.
It is the perfect job. Yeah, I don't have to show up in an office. I go on a game show set. People try to win money. I give away some money. I make fun of them a little bit. I go home and call it a day.
So, Ben, when viewers tune in, what should they expect to experience when they watch Idiot Test?
A sublime experience of divine laughter, brain puzzles. Puzzlery, like they've never experienced on a show before. It combines the best of every show you love. Let's say you love the Real Housewives shows. Our show's just like that.
Wow.
Let's say you love intelligent British dramas like Downton Abbey. Our show's very similar to that.
Wow.
Whatever you like, I'm going to say our show's like it just to get you to watch.
Something for everybody. Ben, where can people find out more about yourself and Idiot Test online?
A lot of my videos at benglebe.com or youtube.com/bglebe. Follow me on Twitter for all the Game Show Network Idiot Test updates. I'm posting at benglebe, G-L-E-I-B. And just tune in, most importantly, at 9, 8 Central to GSN, airing every single week following the show The Chase. Come out and see if you're an idiot.
Okay. Ben, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future. Or in the past.
I would love it. And please send me back to the present time because I don't want to get back.
Okay.
I have a show from here.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.